I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so Marcellus Wiley yesterday said you can get rid of AB if you want to. It'll be a big mistake because you'll still be stuck with Ben Roethlisberger, who's really the root of this issue. And that seems to be, and he said that on television yesterday, that seems to be some of the national narrative, an overused word. But
been hearing it for over a month now.
From a lot of different national people. I'll tell you who you won't hear that from, that Ben's the problem, and that's Kevin Colbert.
Ben's the unquestioned leader of this group. As I said, he's the elder statesman and the Super Bowl winner. If our players were smart, they'd listen to him because he's been there.
Now, that is full-on stamp of approval. Yes. This guy's our leader. Listen to him. And it also it hammers home the fact that on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. in the fall and in the winter, that you could probably tune right here next year to continue to listen to the Ben Roethlisberger radio show.
Because Ben has gotten the stamp of approval to continue doing exactly what he does.
Yes.
He's done it. He can tell them, no, guys, what you're doing is or is not good enough to do this. And I honestly believe that can be a burden on him more often than he may like to admit. He's got 52 kids under him, quite honestly. And I want them to step up and say, hey, Ben, what do I got to do? Can I do this better? What do we have to do to win a Super Bowl? I think that once you win it, you got 53 guys that can say, hey, what it took. Right now, he's the only one, so I have no problem with him. He can call me out, and that's fine.
So in all the crazy stuff that Antonio Brown said, the one thing that may be accurate is this, that Ben Roethlisberger speaks like an owner, acts like an owner, or at least is a link to the administration, so to speak, and not just the players. He's probably right about that, but here's what came into focus yesterday. That Ben Roethlisberger has the blessing of the people who are in charge of making decisions to act such as
this. We've been saying for how long, he's the most powerful guy in the building, not named Rooney. More powerful even than Kevin Colbert. Because Kevin Colbert's totally fine with Ben Roethlisberger walking into his office and saying, hey, Kev, I didn't like the way you did that. The quarterback can criticize the GM. That's been rubber stamped now.
Yeah.
It's something.
And you know what? The Steelers don't have a problem with it.
Uh-uh.
And I wonder, to push it a little bit further, if there have been times where Kevin Colbert has implored Ben Roethlisberger to say certain things. Tomcat, he's in Mount Lebanon. Tomcat, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So I find what Marcellus Wiley said in that narrative to be completely ridiculous. It's been alluded to and it's well known. Ben is the only player in that locker room who has ever accomplished a darn thing as far as wins and losses. So in my mind, he has the right to say what he wants. And then another thing that I think is odd in professional sports is that, you know, Ben is 37 years old, I think, or 36, and he's playing now with 22 and 23-year-olds. And I was down in Morgantown a couple of weeks ago for an alumni event. I was a swimmer there, and we were over at the swimmer's house after the alumni thing. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm 35, and how could I ever be teammates with a 22-year-old, like what happens in baseball and football, and be a leader as a 35-year-old? And I do think that is very difficult for Ben. You know, they're not in the same generation, him and these younger players. And I think that's the real challenge, and maybe that is where he is the link to the owner, because he, you know, he may want to coach them more than be their teammate, which I think is much easier.
Well, I think, and great call, Tomcat. I think the rub in all of this is he may want to send that out there. I don't think these guys want to receive it.
But that's part of the problem,
That's the problem.
Is he has the credibility to do, and look,
I think James Washington did a great job of it this year.
You could talk.
He acted very mature.
You could talk all you want about how Ben doesn't have the deep ball anymore, more turnovers or more picks than anybody else in the red zone. He did not play as well this year on the field. But off the field, step on the sidelines, step in the room, the organization knows they don't have to deal with the issue. He's going to show up to work on Monday.
Didn't it feel like peripherally this year a lot more people had a problem with what he said about James Washington than James Washington ever had?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people wanted to make a story and a meal about it, who were these national pundits, who were the Ryan Clarks of the world and people like that. They wanted to make a problem about that, and James Washington never had a problem with it.
You could even say it helped refocus James Washington and got him going in the right direction.
I agree.
You know, I don't think players, you know, they talk about how they don't listen, they don't watch, they don't read. I don't think players pay any attention to what we say about them. They do pay attention, though, to what the guys on ESPN say. I think that players pay too much attention to those guys.
To the national
guys.
Yes,
that the guys nowadays, that they pay too much attention to the stuff that they see from, like, Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
Shrimp Bayless.
And those guys, and even yeah. and even ex-players. And you have to respect an ex-player's point of view, but I just think that they do pay too much attention to that
the
stuff.
The proof is in all of that by Ben Roethlisberger just firing on Ian Rappaport. I mean, there's no question he pays attention to what the national media says. That's for sure. I think the proof's there.
But to bring it back to why this organization, why Kevin Colbert believes that they can continue to give him carte blanche to do and say whatever he wants off the field, it's because he shows up for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's won. It's been a difficult 10 years since they won their last Super Bowl. Right. But what are the common themes in those 10 years? Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, players like that.
So I'll lay it down like this. Is Ben Roethlisberger a really good leader, like Kevin Colbert laid out? Are people too easily offended? Is that what it is? Or do they both got it all the way wrong, Ben Roethlisberger and Kevin Colbert, and that's not the way that you're supposed to run a franchise? Joe in Northside, he says Kevin Colbert is wrong about this, dead wrong about this, couldn't be more wrong about this. Joe, you're on the Northside. Joe, you're on the Fan. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'll just look at the history of this in the league. It didn't end well for Brett Favre. It's not going so good for Aaron Rodgers right now when he does it. I just feel like it's been wrong in the traditional sense to be frustrated and have an outlet to have that. Maybe not. But it's like the guy you work with who sandbags you in a meeting. Like, it's unnecessary. But it is. I don't think it's about who's right or who's wrong. It's about how necessary is it for you to say, okay, we're in practice on a Wednesday. Come here, let me show you how to run this route. I wasn't happy with it in the game. As opposed to being put on blast for the nation to pick over what you did right or wrong. I just think it's unnecessary.
I would agree with you except for this. There's one caveat and one asterisk here, Joe. That Ben Roethlisberger unwaveringly, unfailingly, always blames himself first. Always.
He does, but I think that's disingenuous at times. There's so many games we watch Roethlisberger play in, win, lose, or draw, whatever, that he blamed himself where he definitely wasn't the reason why we lost.
I agree with you there. But why
is that looked at as a if that were somebody else, if that were another quarterback, I don't know if people would look at that as a negative. Like, oh, this guy takes the blame for himself even when it's not his fault. Like, wouldn't that be looked at as a stand-up quality? Why is it not with Ben?
But here's the thing, though. And on a larger scale, I just don't people like Ben that much. I think Aaron Rodgers has been doing the same thing for years. He kept his almost no flack for it. I think Ben just rubs a lot of people the wrong way. So it's like, even for his own personal well-being and mental stability, I think he's just cut out for no other reason than the league clearly doesn't like the guy for past reasons, whatever, right or wrong or indifferent. They don't like him. So when he does things that other guys do, they don't look the other way like they do from Favre or Aaron Rodgers. They don't like him.
So are you bothered by Ben when he calls people out? Are you bothered by it?
I bothered by it? Absolutely not. I'm bothered by the fact that it'd be like, clearly, this Antonio Brown thing was about him wanting more money. It's always about more money. And the fact that he used this to, you know, try to make a position for himself, we knew where he was going with it, but it was easy pickings because he knows the hoi polloi don't care for Ben Roethlisberger much because of his past transgressions, whatever and whatnot. But my point is, dude, you got to know, you got to be more self-aware. It's just one of those things that maybe you don't do on Tuesday morning.
But this is a team that everybody complains doesn't have enough leadership in the room,
here's
right?
Here's the deal, though, too. Like, if trashing your receivers is saying a dude ran a wrong route, even if he didn't, let's say he didn't, but let's say you feel he did. Like, I don't think Antonio Brown ran the wrong route in Denver. I don't think he got bumped off of it. I just think that Ben felt that that's what happened. But if that's trashing your receivers, people need to grow a bigger pair. Like, come on. This isn't like seventh grade football. This is the NFL. where you're the biggest in the world at what you do. If that offends you, you're looking too hard to be offended. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. These are the best in the world at what they do. These are guys that are trying, and some trying to find traction as leaders. Like, if that offends you, you know what? You better go go knit. Go be a knitter. You know, you're not going to – this is a big boy league.
I also think that while you can find fault with Ben post-Denver game this year for making the excuses for the end zone pick, again, you can go back to the hundreds of times maybe where he's taken blame where there wasn't even something that he did wrong, right? Like we mentioned the Toussaint fumble in one game. There have been other instances where he says, hey, you know what, guys, this one is on me, even though they gave up 38 points on the other side of the ball or whatever it is. We need to score more or something like that. That would be looked at as a stand-up quality in most quarterbacks. And this is a team that people harp on over and over and over again, needs more leadership, needs more leadership, needs more leadership. And look, I understand sometimes it comes out in the media, but this is a guy who's trying to exercise some leadership. It doesn't always go perfectly.
Ben is undeniably, and I've said this before, he is the largest man in world history who has a Napoleon complex. There's never been a person like him.
And there's always a good bit of passive aggression in there.
For sure. For sure. There always
is. But who else is going to stand up and say, hey, James Washington, don't go diving for the football. Run under it. You got to be better.
I think at the core of it, what Ben Roethlisberger says is rooted in wanting people to achieve more. The way he goes about it sometimes is a little squirrely. But keep it coming at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays right here. Favorite time of the week, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We love it. I do think that at the real core of it, it's rooted in wanting others to do better. At the core of what Antonio Brown and people like that say, and Le'Veon Bell, it's rooted in wanting me to do better. That's it. That's it. So to find fault from a totality standpoint with what Ben Roethlisberger has to say or how, maybe there's a little bit of fault at times with how he delivers the message, but there's never fault with the message in total for me.
I just love how we keep coming back, or at least the national media keep coming back to, it's Mike Tomlin's and it's Ben Roethlisberger's fault that Antonio Brown snapped off, when they also say, this organization needs more leadership.
Take up Mike Tomlin's croquet if it bothers you.
Sat Antonio Brown down, and Ben Roethlisberger has called his wide receivers out from time to time. If Tom Brady does that, that's leadership, right?
Maybe if you're hurt, go play origami or whatever. Like go do origami if you can't handle a guy calling you out a little bit from time to time. You know, he's not getting over the top on you. Isn't by nature the quarterback the leader? I mean, that's the
supposed
other thing.
To be.
That's the kind of the way that it works here. It's funny how the same guys always have the problem with the quarterback, the guys who want the football from them more and feel like that needs to be the vehicle to success. It's just strange.
You know what's funny about the more I think about it, the James Washington calling him out, this happened at Tuesday at 11. Let's see. I'm guessing about a minute after Daryl Drake had like a thing on the sideline showing him, you know, if you keep on running here, you might catch it. And then on Monday, they go over the film, right? If you keep on running here, you might catch it. So this isn't like,
It was filtered through 17 different times before it got to.
He'd already gotten his fill of that. He knew, you know, he knew that he was wrong. And then for Ben to just mention it and everybody jumps on him, I thought that was a little
odd. And Ron
Cook
to sit back with his arms crossed and smile, and then it gets all national run, and here we go. Sports Radio. What did Jim call our station? Sports Radio 93.7. 91.3. Yeah, what was it, Producer Matt? I think Producer Matt has it. What station was it on, Jim?
More at 91.7thefan.com.
91.7.
There it is. Right, yeah, there we go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.